Greetings, everyone. This is Shaka Shakur, a New African political prisoner currently being held in the Commonwealth of Virginia per interstate compact, originally from Gary, Indiana, serving a 63-year sentence for attempted murder of a Gary, Indiana cop with wrongful conviction. I'm doing my 24th year of that 63-year sentence. I'm often asked about attorneys and how hard it is or easy to find a progressive attorney or an attorney that's committed, that's not trying to take your money or exploit you. After many trials and tribulations and struggles, I have been able to find progressive attorneys who is taking on my case and working on my case and what have you and trying to get me back to court and overturn this wrongful conviction. However, I've also run into some scam artists and the people who pretend to be attorneys and what have you. It's not really attorneys, not qualified, and they hold agenda and attempt to swindle you out of your money and swindle your supporters and your family out of their limited resources. And this happened with me through post-conviction relief associates that are based out of New York and Chicago. A comrade that I thought was reliable didn't properly vet an individual who turned out to be an ex-felon, ex-con actually, and a con artist who had set up a fictitious law firm online as a lawyer when he's not a lawyer. And it made it sound good and talk good and swindled me out of $15,000 that I had to take to court, a small claims court, and get a judgment of $10,000, which now I'm having an issue of trying to collect. People ask me, well, what are you doing in those circumstances? Like, we often run into these circumstances, especially if you've been down a long time. You know, if you don't have liable people out there that can represent you, or family out there that know the law, know the system, you know, there's not really too many alternatives that you have to address this issue outside of maybe taking the individual to court. Or filing, like in Indiana, for example, if the individual is a part of the bar, if he in fact is a lawyer, you can file a disciplinary complaint with the Indiana Supreme Court and file and ask the court to sanction or bring sanction against that particular attorney if he is in fact an attorney. If he's not an attorney, then your only recourse is to, like I said, take him to court and get a judgment, get a ruling, and try to put sanctions and liens, et cetera, on the assets, you know, unless you have somebody out there that's committed to you that can, you know, take it to the streets and get your money other ways, you know what I'm saying, in terms of accountability. So that's pretty much our struggle. And that's something that needs to change, and particularly by our supporters, the defense committees, and people that's out there that's organizing or that believe in a progressive politic. You know, these attorneys, man, and these people that represent themselves as attorneys that's preying on poor people and preying on political prisoners and preying on people that doesn't really have a support system. While limited resources need to be outed, they need to be held accountable, you understand, and they need to be exposed. And that's what I'm doing right now with this post-conviction relief associates. They got a little fancy website, you know what I'm saying? The guy, you know, he talks real fancy and so forth and so on, you understand? But what he does, he's going on social media platforms and promoting this BS that he's pushing. He's going on prisoner-friendly platforms, you understand, and giving people false hope, you know, and they all the time taking advantage of us and our families. And it needs to stop. Peace.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.